present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the program, which, when it comes to quality, stops at nothing. And from this point on, goes backwards. Here are Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton. And Graham Darden and Barry Cryer. And to the general relief of the nation, we're going to start this week with Mornington Crescent. And teams, I must tell you now, as we're starting with this game, that this week, Frog Arts rule applies. Okay?
That's a bit and hard on Tim, never done
that. Well, we're doing it now, and we start with you, Willie Rushton.
Oh, you've got to get out a bit, haven't you? Brentford High Street. I'm playing Froggatt.
Chiswick High Road.
Why are you going next? Is it you?
Froggatt's room.
Come on,
Tim. Nod off.
Concentration, please.
Oxford Circus.
It's Willie now.
Oh, that one. Right. Tottenham Court Road, that's all right. Tottenham Court Road.
We could do Tim now.
We can make
Tim go now, can't we?
Wait a minute, how many times have you won? Two? Not twice.
Barry.
We can pass, can't we?
Barry, I'm fripping on this one.
I see.
Put you in a bit of a spot.
Jermyn Street, Oxford Circus. I can come in there.
And you can go again, because that's to our advantage.
We can demand you go again.
Yes, we insist upon it. With a cry of Froggatt.
You want to make me go again? Thanks to Froggatt. Right. Piccadilly Circus.
You're going to have to limit the conferring teams.
Don't have to. Mornington Crescent.
He has.
Thank you, partner.
Barry, think about it.
This umpire is the pits.
There's nothing objectionable in that, is there?
Advantage, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And we go on to the point where I warn you that at the end of the programme I'm going to ask you to introduce the late arrivals at the cricketer's ball. We're going to do an ad-lib poem now. I'm going to give one member of the team, who I'll nominate in a moment, an opening line of a poem, and he has to continue until I buzz, when it will go over to a member of the opposite team. And we're going to start this week, I think, with Willie Rushton. Here's your opening line, Willie. I'd like to tell you what I do when I go to bed.
I'd like to tell you what I do when I go to bed. But large parts of what I do are probably best left unsaid. It's an intimate business, a private affair. And I never fail to tremble as I scramble up the stair.
I think it'd be better.
My scansion blew you.
Yes, it blew
me. As I scramble up the stair, the little lamp I hold aloft, it gutters in the dark, and I console myself with thoughts of days in Regent's Park, when there upon the sunny sward full length I did down lie. Best of luck.
With a pint of lemon shandy and a piece of veal ham pie. Those were days, lad, when I'd lie with my mistress fair. She was a right little cracker, lying on grass right there. Her name was Sally. Sally Binns. I remember it quite well.
I used to lie with Sally and listen to Church Bell. And now and again, and often now, whenever I got the urge, I'd...
Sally Binns! Sally Binns and I would compose a little dirge to the strains of...
More of a
strain than you
thought. The Warsaw Concerto. We'd lie there in the sun. Thank you.
I'll see you afterwards.
And round about, 12:30, we'd often share a bun.
What?
And then away to London Zoo, our happy way we hide, to feed the remains of our lunchtime bun to any elephant we spied. But then one day, in London Zoo, a tragedy there struck.
Escaping from open air, Shakespeare there arrived young little Puck. As you will know, our Sally Binns, she loved him and had lots of fun, and that is the day it became known as Sally Binns Dunn. When I say she has been done, I speak with mouth so clean. For you with dirty minds, it could appear obscene. But Sally Binns, she was a lass who loved to play quite fair.
This has nothing to do with our poem, so I think we'll leave it there. Before you start to shout and scream, before you sneer and scoff, why don't polar bears like penguins? Because they can't get the silver paper off.
Thank you, Barry. You've no idea how grateful I am to you for that. In fact, I shall give you 40 marks.
And we'll give you 20.
Yeah. With Sally Binns at the piano, we come to a... With Colin Sell at the piano, we come to a musical round, and this one's called Blues. And as you know, I ask one team to give the other team a topic for a blues, which they must then improvise. And Colin Sell will provide the introduction and accompaniment. I shall award 2 marks for wit, cleanliness and brevity, coupled with ethnic feel. Or not. I think you can do the singing, Barry and Graham, so will you give them a topic, please, Tim and Willie?
We'd like them to do the birth control.
Birth control blues.
Calypso, we prefer.
Yes,
can we just frog us through? Let's do calypso.
See, that's more fun already, isn't it?
A man with the children that I know,
as a wife who the front of his pyjamas up did so.
When, quite naturally, he asked why, she said, it goes to show,
a stitch in time saves 9, you know.
We'll give you 2 marks for that.
Come like 13.
I'd like to just explain to those of you listening that I really do not know my blues from my calypso. We're doing a calypso now. You're going to do, Tim, are you going to do a calypso?
Yeah, I think I prefer calypso.
It's essential to the smooth running of this program that the chairman knows what's happening.
Why change the habit of a lifetime?
Okay. Tim and Willie, you're going to sing. Give them a topic, please, Graham.
Rupert Murdoch.
Cha-cha-cha.
Oh, Rupert Murdoch has bought the Spectator.
What he put on page 3, we will tell you later.
It's a naughty full frontal of Margarita Lasky.
Sorry, Willie.
It's all right.
I preferred Rupert Murdoch when he worked with Arthur Askey.
Thank you, Matt.
Well, Willie, you get 16 for that, which puts you marginally in the lead. Next game is called Straight Face. And in this round, the aim is not to amuse the audience. So I'll give each of you 60 marks in advance.
We've played this.
Yeah. Every round the same.
Each panelist in turn says a word, and the first one who gets a laugh from the studio audience is disqualified. Remaining 3 then continue the game in rotation until only one survives. And to that one, I will award all the points that remain. Right. We're going to start with you, Graham Garden.
Pencil. That was a sneeze, not a laugh.
It's the nearest you've got to a... No. Clock.
Portcullis.
Abattoir.
Oh.
That was beginning to sound like a titter, but I'll as it was the first time round, I'll let you off that one, Willie, but don't do it again.
Vat.
Plug.
Diarrhea.
You're out. You'd have been out if they hadn't laughed. Didn't you? Okay, we skip you this time. So, Barry, it's you.
That was just disgusting. Dysentery.
That's you out, Barry, I'm afraid, too. Which leaves now a very tense conflict between Willie Rushton and Graham Garden.
Horse.
Threnody.
Bus.
Cube.
Wire.
Nodule.
Oh! Hopeless failure, Graham.
Fixed them.
The winner, ladies and gentlemen, Willie Rushton.
He can dive in a second.
Now we have a round called My Music, which is based on that Evergreen radio show, and I call it Evergreen because it's always mouldy. Colin Sell is going to play the... Colin Sell is going
there.
To play the start of a tune, and the teams then have to continue singing what they think it is. And Colin Sell will then demonstrate musically whether or not they're right. Right you are. Now we're going to start with you, Graham and Barry.
Picture you upon my knee. Tea for two and two for tea. Me for you and you for me. Hello. No. Yes?
Well, when you say yes, are you asking a question or making a statement?
I was saying yes, question mark.
Your guess was that that was T for two.
Yes.
And we'll go over now to Colin Sell to see whether you're right. Well, you are right, and that puts you ahead, Graham and Barry. Incidentally, there's an interesting story, you know, about T for Two.
Yes?
Yes. Now...
We've got the thinking man, Steve Race, here.
We go over to you now, Tim and Willie. And, Colin, will you tell them what their tune is?
Tell us?
Well, don't actually tell
them.
Seems
to be a shortcut to the end of the round. Jingle bells, jingle...
Oh, away! Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey,
hey! Well, the audience is obviously with you. Now, Colin.
Hey!
Yes, quite right. And Graham and Barry, you're marginally in the lead, and we'll see what you can do with this next game, which is a game known as Well-Known Plots. I want each team member to summarise the plot of a play, book, or whatever it is that I shall give them. And to push things along, I want them to do their summaries in 15 seconds. Now, we're going to start with you, Tim Brooke-Taylor. Will you summarise, please, the plot of Lady Chatterley's Lover in 15 seconds from now?
I say, Gardener.
Yes, my lady.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, but I appear to have tripped and you've fallen on top of me.
I'm a lady, but it ain't too bad, is it?
No.
Very good.
How
and as you did it...
We weren't allowed one-word answers, were we?
As you did it in... As you did it in 7 seconds under the time, I award you 7 marks at the suggestion of Graham Garden. Now, Graham, will you please, in 15 seconds, outline to me the plot of Waiting for Godot?
Has he come yet?
No.
Well, you just made it there on the 15 seconds. Willie Rushton, we're going over to you, and you, please, will outline the plot of Oliver Twist to me in 15 seconds from now.
Can't some more, Mr. Beadle? Asked Oliver Twist. No, you can't, Mr. Beadle. I shall run away, said Oliver Twist. Welcome to London, said the Artful Dodger. Come and work for Mr. Fagin. My life, you pickpockets for us, said Fagin. Hello, boy. Why have you got your hand in my pocket? I shall adopt you, said Mr. Brownlow. Ah, well, he said, not as easy as that, said Oliver. Things will doubtless look up after Nancy gets hers, Bill Sykes gets his, Fagin gets lost, and the Artful Dodger joins the board at Lonro. And they did, and he was discovered by Lionel Barton and lived happily ever after.
Fantastic. Just made it. Just made it with half a second to spare there.
Oh, excellent.
Well done, Willie.
Slightly shorter than the musical version.
Right, it's over to you now, Barry Cryer, and I want you to outline for me in 15 seconds from now the TV series The Second World War.
Oh, I have this piece of paper. Is this the spark of the... Never, but we've hit Joey for six. Banzai, we surrender. Ach, we surrender. There'll always be an England. Oh.
I'm afraid you were 2 seconds over there, Barry, so I have to dock you 2 marks from that one. So that's that. And we're going to go on now, teams, to Kim's game. A number of items will be passed on a conveyor belt in front of one member of each team, and he has to remember as many of them as possible with the help of his partner. So, Barry and Graham, your objects are coming past on the conveyor belt for 15 seconds from now.
The metro falling off.
Was Alice St. Clair going home? Brillo whoopee cushion.
Wobbly bunny.
Thank you.
A wobbling bunny.
Yeah, wobbling bunny. Jelly Lord Goodman.
There
was
that.
A conveyor belt. I remember that.
Yes. Yeah. It was
a tweed toothpick.
There was a weather report by Michael Fish. And there was
Fish
a
report by Michael Weather. Yes.
You spotted it just before me, I think.
Britt Eklund and some friends.
Oh, yes.
Oh, they're still coming along. Yeah.
Cut glass jockstrap.
2-way social democrat. Soluble spittoon.
Inflatable John Biffin.
Holding a cuddly goy.
We've only got 25 seconds to go.
Relief map of Barbara Cartland. I remember that one.
There's help coming from the audience.
What? Oh, there's help going away from me. Matching set of National Fronts.
Chocolate teapot,
yes. Yes, we've only got 20 seconds left.
I want one of those.
I can't decide whether to let Tim take back the audience or Barry to take back a cuddly Humphrey Littleton. Okay, right. Well, we go over now to Willie Rushton, and your objects are coming up in the next 10 seconds, Willie.
If I'm lucky. There was a herring fleet.
That thing with bells on, what was that?
Quasimodo?
Now magazine, yes. Hundreds of thousands and thousands of old copies.
God heavens, more of them.
And Sir James Goldsmith, what's left of him?
Yes, he was the thing that had bells on it. I knew.
John McEnroe Vindaloo.
John Ma-
Where did you say he was?
Sorry. John McEnroe Vindaloo, was he, really? That explains the language. He got it off the wall. What else is there, Willie? It's your turn.
I wasn't looking, tell you the truth. I was an extraordinary woman in the audience.
You only have 4 seconds left.
An audience.
What was that?
Mr. Brownlow,
was it?
And a practicing homosexual.
We're going to play now word for word, teams. And this is the game where one member of a team says a word and his partner must say another word totally unconnected with the first, and so on. And the other team may, and indeed must, challenge and try and prove a connection. All right, we're going to start with you now. Willie Rushton, will you start with the word?
Knee.
Hat.
Horse.
Challenge there from Graham Garden.
Oh, it's a well-known holiday postcard, the horse with a hat. You must have seen it. Actually, a straw hat and a horse and flowers.
Well, we'll put that one to the audience. Have you ever seen that? Yes, right. Graham, the audience
That's
says...
That's right, it is a donkey. You're quite right. It is a donkey.
In a berry.
Challenge from Graham Garden.
I admit it's a horse wearing a donkey, but that doesn't affect my challenge.
Now, you win the challenge there, Graham. Will you take up with a word with Barry?
Camera.
Plinth.
Challenge from Willie Rushton.
Under the donkey with the hat, the donkey's on a plinth. In the hat.
No.
On the postcard.
Another.
Plinth Charles or Plinth Edward.
Now, I won't allow that one. So, Barry, continue, please.
Clavicle.
Bucket.
Bombazine.
So, can I just check what Graham said?
No.
He said bucket.
Ah.
But you're still going to play, aren't you, Graham?
I'm still going to play. What was your word?
What?
What was your word?
I don't know. I never listen.
Bombazine, you said.
Bombazine. Thank you, Willie.
Bombazine, right.
Challenge from Tim.
He said bombazine as well. I think there's a connection.
Wrong game.
Sorry.
Right. Graham.
Velvet.
Artifact.
Microphone.
Challenge from Tim Brooke Taylor.
They're both silly names. Mr. and Mrs. Fact and their son Artifact, and Mr. and Mrs. Raphone and their son Microphone.
Right, we've got to hurry it along now, team. So, Tim, will you take it up again after that brilliant
glass
introduction?
Pauper.
Handle.
Brazilian.
Light.
Trouser.
Screen.
Challenge from Barry Crown.
Trousers are removed behind a screen. Well known phenomenon.
I wondered if you
surgeries. Gonna... Yes?
Yes.
The old cough
yes.
syndrome.
Yes. So, will you quickly take it up, Barry, then?
That's what they mean by the cough drop. Is it?
Curacao.
Frown.
Challenge from Tim Brooke Taylor.
After a curacao, I don't frown, do you?
So there's no connection.
Carry on, Barry.
Quite right, Barry, carry on.
Toothpick.
Crescent.
Sorry?
Crescent.
Crescent. Moon.
Very close again, oh. Tim.
I know.
My thumb was trembling on the buzzer there.
I know there's a connection there somewhere.
Full.
Yeah. Emu.
Rod Hull.
There's an address, Moon Crescent.
Moon Crescent, is it? Does Rod Hull live at Moon Crescent?
That's the herring fleet.
No. Keep it going.
Mackerel.
Net.
Challenge from Willie Rushton.
Emu and mackerel pate, well known.
Right. Yes, well, that brings you in the lead there at the end of that game, Tim and Willie. And we're going on now to play the game Wobbling Bunnies. And this, teams, is the game in which as you... Oh, well, no, we haven't got time for that one. So we'll hurry on to the last one and introduce the late arrivals to the cricketer's ball.
Pray, will you curtsy and bow here? Here is Prince Charles in the royal box. He appears to have bowled a maiden over, but I'm not surprised with his googlies.
No. Also in the same box is extraordinary Eastern cricketer Abdul Iman Al Protector.
His friend from Scotland, Jock Strap.
And over there, will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Tindia Touring Team? Son Wes, Tindia Touring Team.
And the terrific bouncers with their lovely daughter, Rachel Hayhoe Flint's terrific bouncers.
From Scotland, will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Keeper and their little son, Wee Kit Keeper.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Rate and their slightly stupid posh daughter known as the slow Ava Rate.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. Who's that? Oh, it's the third man.
and his friend, Sally Midoff.
Oh, there's Ulrich Dennis Leslie, picture selectors. Known to us initially as UDL Pixar Selectors. There's Gordon Bold. Then it's Compton, now known as the Oval.
That lovely lady from Australia, Lillian Thompson.
She's a bit of an harlot.
From South Africa, Fervort Defensive Prod.
Mr. and Mrs. Disbat and their daughter Carrie Disbat.
And here's the cabaret, Bette Midler and Lake.
Mr. and Mrs. Pidshot and their son Stu Pidshot.
Mr. and Mrs. Thams Bottles Gone. Their statuesque daughter, Bo Thams Bottles Gone. Oh, it's Freddie Truman playing cards over there. E.W. Swanton.
We're coming up to the point where I have to say that we're running out of time.
Oh, Lord, over there, Mr. and Mrs. Stopped Play and their son Wayne Stopped Play. Oh, no, it started again.
Breathless Ushin are close tonight, tend to make it a match to win, and their son Dezo Breathless Ushin are close tonight, tend to make a match to win.
Right, that's it. We have no more time. Until next week, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Geoffrey Perkins.